Hello, everybody. It's Joanna. I hope that you're doing well. And this month is one of the months that we have a recorded skills training. So that's what this is. I hope that you're enjoying these recorded skills trainings. I hope you're getting to them and listening to them. Please let me know. Let me know what you're getting from them, what you're learning. I've been really enjoying putting them together for you, and I've really been enjoying this opportunity to take, you know, some of the foundational principles from Sacred Depths, you know, coaching foundational principles, and to take these little peaks to go a little bit deeper to get into some more details. And today's topic, which I'm really excited about because it's a subtle one, yet it's one that can really help a lot with any kind of client work that you do. Today's topic is taking a deeper look at values, at your clients' values, and their importance in coaching and client results, and in client attraction. So your clients' values, the things that they value, the principles that they value, are at the core of all of your coaching. And the best coaching happens when you, as the practitioner, use your understanding of your client's core values as a guiding light. You use their core values as a guiding light for crafting and guiding goals and visions. So their core values need to be at the center of goals and visions that you craft and that you execute. Your client's core values need to be at the core and be the guiding light of anything that you strategize together, strategizing those goals and those visions. Your client's core values want to be at the, you know, the guiding light for when you're working with a client to co-craft communications with other people, conflict resolution, problem resolutions, and any other types of aligned actions that you're crafting together, pathways forward. When you use your client's core values as a guiding light in your coaching, then you're that much more able to help clients come home to themselves, to connect deeply with themselves, with who they are. When you use their core values as a guiding light, it really helps you activate motivation, inspiration, and aliveness in your client sessions. And also, your client's core values come in really handy for calling out your clients on their BS. All right, so I'm talking a little bit hypothetically here. Let me give you some examples so that you really get what I mean. So, for example, if you've got a client who you know very, very deeply values, let's say you're working on relationships with this client, and this client really wants a romantic partner, and you know that one of the things that this client values deeply is their sexuality, and they value sexual connection really deeply. Well, when this client meets a potential romantic partner who checks off other boxes, let's say the partner is intelligent, the potential partner is intelligent, they're kind, they're interested, whatever it is, but this potential partner isn't very sexual and that's very clear, then that's going to be really important, right? You want to use that client's value of your sexual connection to guide how they're going to move forward with this partner. You don't want to just let that get swept under the rug. Another example, let's say you've got a client who one of her values is that she deeply values her connection with her own clients. In other words, she's a relationships person, right? She deeply values connection with her clients. Well, if that's the case, if she comes to you wanting to craft a new group program or a new group offering, you're not going to just help her create like a home study product necessarily, right? You're going to work with this value of connection with clients and see how to work that in to the group program, to the group offering. That's going to be at the forefront. Or let's say you have a client and you know that this client deeply values transparency, being transparent with others, right? Well, if she comes to a coaching session and brings up a conflict that she has with someone else, then the way that you're going to help her find the resolution to that conflict, one of the pieces that are going to be involved is looking at it through the lens of transparency, right? That's going to be at the forefront. It's going to be a different pathway forward, even if it was the same conflict, right, with another person. But for a different client, let's say who values generosity, the strategy forward is going to be different in that client conflict resolution. Let me give you a couple of more examples. Let's say you've got, excuse me, a client who's lost motivation or inspiration to a project that they're working on. Let's say they're writing a paper and they've just really lost motivation or inspiration. One of the ways to reconnect them back to their motivation and their inspiration to complete the paper is to reconnect them back to the values that were at the core of the project in the first place. Or let's say you have a client who you know deeply values peace and quiet. This is a big value of hers. If she's planning on moving to an urban setting, then when you coach that out with her, you can't count on her just bringing that value in, right, into the coaching. You want to hold that for her. You want to take that into consideration, this value of peace and quiet, either as you vision what kind of apartment she's going to rent or buy or move into, or if it's not possible, right, to have that peace and quiet with the apartment for, you know, various reasons, you're still going to use the value of peace and quiet as a guiding light to find it in other places in this new urban setting, in her daily routine, et cetera. I'll give you just a couple more examples here so that you really get it. Let's say you have a client who is planning 3 projects all at once, but you know that she values her time freedom, then you're going to call her out on that, right? Like if she comes to you in a session and she's like, I want to start these 3 things and, you know, really adamant about it. Well, client always knows best, right? It's not that you tell her she can't do it. But you're not going to just go with it in the same way that you might go with that 3 projects at once plan with someone who loves to have lots of things spinning in the air all at once, you know, and gets a lot of excitement from it and you know can complete 3 things at once, right? If this is someone who values her time freedom, who needs more of that space, you have to bring that into the conversation and look at it, right? Now, she still may end up working on those three projects based on some other things. We'll get to that a little bit later in this training. I'll give you one more example here. Let's say you've got a client who you know deeply, deeply values social justice. Like this, it's such a core value and part of who this person is. Whatever projects the two of you are going to work on together for her, you know, initiating, strategizing, you want to make sure that social justice in one way or another is baked into the project, right? Or let's say this client comes to a session and she's bringing forward an issue with a coworker, someone maybe who's rubbing her the wrong way. You know, you as the coach, as the practitioner, in the back of your mind, you're going to be looking for, you know, is this person being rubbed the wrong way? Is it related to social justice in one way or other? It may not be, right? But the more of your client's values that you know, the more that you as a practitioner can kind of have that in your mind as clients are bringing you into situations, right, so that you can spot patterns, so that you can spot things. The same client who values social justice, another example is, let's say she's doing interviews for her team, right? Is the social justice piece baked into the interviews, et cetera? Okay, so hopefully you got it from all of these examples. You really, as the practitioner, you want to be able to know your client, always know your client as well as you can for many reasons, but one is so that you really know what their top values are, because those values are going to come into play pretty much anything that you do, right? Because let's put it this way, and this is a belief of mine, I should say. Maybe it's not a truth with a capital T, but it's a belief of mine, and it's the core of Sacred Depths Coaching, which is that when we lead our lives, all aspects of our lives, professional, personal, with ourselves, with others, when we lead our lives according to our core values, that's when we feel most satisfied and most at peace. I'm going to say that again. When we lead our lives in alignment with our core values, that's when we feel most satisfied and most at peace. And, you know, take a moment and think about it. The big things in your life, as well as some of the little details in your life, when you've got your core values baked into those things, don't they just feel so much better? Right? Even if they're hard to achieve, things take effort, right? But when we know that we're living according to what we value, it makes such a difference. All right, so in order for you as a practitioner to use your client's core values as a guiding light in your coaching, then obviously you need to be acquainted with your client's core values. So how do you get acquainted with your client's core values? Well, a couple of ways. Number one, enrollment conversations can always be very telling, right? If you're listening deeply in the enrollment conversation, you're going to be able to hear quite a number of your prospects' core values. They become a client. You already know them, right? You can also ask it straight up in the intro questionnaire that you'll give them, right, when you start working together. You know, what are the things that you value most? For those of you that went through Sacred Depths, if you go back, I don't remember which module it was, but I included a needs and values assessment, which you probably wouldn't want to use as is. You probably want to adapt it for your own use. if that's a tool that you want to use, but you can give them an assessment to help them assess. Sometimes a client isn't going to necessarily readily know what their values are, especially if there's somebody who's been disconnected to themselves, you know. If that's the case, that's okay. They may not know when you first start working together. It'll emerge through your work together. If you, as the practitioner, are a masterful listener, a deep listener, you'll listen for when the values come up. They may not be labeled a value, right? But you'll listen. You'll see, oh, this person is incredibly generous, and it really, that gives her energy when she's generous. Or this person really likes to be alone a lot. You know, that's a value for her, right? Spirituality, whatever it is. So you want to be listening and for it and tracking it. And sometimes, for a client that doesn't readily know their values, when you as the practitioner can create awareness for your client on what their true values are, it can be so deeply impactful for them and just change so much for them. So let me ask you for a moment right now, and this may be more than a moment question, but we'll see what you come up with. What are your top, let's say, 5 values? If you were to name your top 5 values, what are they? Right, and there's so many to choose from. I already mentioned a whole bunch on this call, you know, spiritual connection, lightheartedness, nature, fun. Maybe you value fancy things, right? So for you, what are your top 5 values? Intelligence, doing things intellectually, efficiency, or, you know, saving the earth, right? What are your values? And just take a moment and scan all of your projects, personal and professional projects. Are you using your top values as a guiding light for your project? Are your top values really baked in to your project? And whether they're totally baked in or not really baked in, you know, that's good information, right? And so just the next question I would ask you is, how can you bring your values in even more to your projects, to your relationships, to your interactions, to how you move through your days, to your home? Oftentimes when we feel misaligned with our homes, right, for example, our values aren't baked in to our experience of our home. So when we're working with clients, we really want, as we've been saying, we want to use their values as a guiding light. But that being said, oftentimes, as practitioners holding space for clients, what's required of us is to also balance our clients' values with our clients' needs. To balance our clients' values with our clients' needs. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, needs are a little bit different than values, right? Values are like, they basically don't, values don't change very much throughout our lifetime. You know, they may change every couple of years. A value here and there may shift, but generally, values are values are values, right? It's like, it goes to the core of who we are. Needs are also important, but they change. So whereas a value is generosity or social justice, a need might be, you know, right now I need to generate more income. Or right now I need more space in my life. Or right now, I need to feel more love in my life. I don't feel like I have enough. So sometimes a need, like what a need is, can be the same as what a value is. But what the meaning of it is different, right? The value is just this ongoing, you know, like core to a person's personality. Versus the need is like this immediate, you know, what is needed. And sometimes the value and the need may not completely match up, right, in a given moment. And so you want to be able to balance needs and values. So, you know, for example, sometimes, oftentimes, I'll ask a client if I'm working with them on their business, you know, I may ask them, especially I'll ask this question if we're like planning out, you know, the next quarter or the next half year, you know, whatever it is. I might say, what's your dire need in your business right now? I already know this client's values, let's say, right? But as we go to plan, I'll ask, like, what's your dire need in your business? Now, I may know that they value social justice. I may know that they value transparency. I may know that they value, you know, good parenting skills. Maybe that's what their work is about, right? But their dire need, and usually it's like, what, you know, when we look at, like, their business's dire need, it's usually one of three things. It's usually more money, like the dire need is money right now, or the dire need is time. I just need time and space right now. Or the dire need is next. Like I call it kind of innovation, next evolution of thought, their thought leadership, like being on their personal thought leadership edge and innovating. So the dire need is important in those situations, right? Because if their dire need is money, we're going to plan out the next couple of months and what projects they work on and how they show up and, you know, all the things very differently than if the dire need for the next 3 months is time. Maybe they're recovering from a big illness, or maybe they've just had a really busy period, or, you know, maybe in general they see they need more time and space, right? So so how we move forward is going to be different based on their needs. And we look at the needs, you know, similar to the values, to help organize the goals, the strategies, the prioritizing. But even if there's a dire need that takes precedence over a value, right, and sometimes it does, like sometimes money becomes more important than, you may have to become more important, let's say, than if they value their time freedom, right? There are moments maybe if that money is a dire need that they need to hustle a little bit more, right? So there might be a moment where a dire need takes precedence over a core value. But even in that situation, as a practitioner, you want to see if you can balance them, right? So you either want to help the client work the value into the plan for the dire need, or if that's not possible, you want to really support your client to have an honest conversation with themselves, with you, about the choice to put a particular value on hold for a moment, right, just momentarily, in order to fulfill the dire need, right? But there needs to be an honesty when someone is making decisions if a value is being displaced. You want to either work the value in or have them really honestly look at that they're you know, kind of putting it on hold for a little bit. Now, as a side note, the other thing that's important with values is that you as a practitioner always want to check your filters, right, which we know from our listening skills, because your values may not always match up with your client's values. Most of the time they will, because our ideal clients are so similar to who we are, but even then, you know, some clients may have a particular value here or there that is just not necessarily totally in alignment with your values, and that doesn't make that client misaligned. And I'll give you a great example. I have one private client who I've been working with for years. I love her dearly. She's amazing. And she has an incredible business. It's a very, very successful. And one of her core values is money. Like, it's not a dire need. Like, she values generating a lot of money for the sake of generating a lot of money. Now, at the outset, I love money, right? But at the outset, that's not, like, I wouldn't say that was one of my values. And even, like, for a moment, I may even have a little bit of judgment on that value if I weren't checking my filters, right? It's great to make money, but I don't really, like, value it above many other things. This particular client, like, she has very particular, very high numbers in mind that are part of the driving force of her business, even though she doesn't necessarily need, right, as on a needs basis, those numbers, right? And those numbers for her are just as important as the impact that she's creating in the world, right? So that's a different than my personal value system. And if I weren't checking my filters, I might place judgment on that, or I might try to explore, is that really true, right? I may not be able to fully help her strategize in that. So I need to check my filters. I will say, when I first started working with this client, even though my filters were checked, because that kind of value was so anathema to me, I did tread very lightly, but I did kind of do some exploration with her just to make sure that wasn't a should or a shadow or, you know, whatever it was. It turns out it is truly one of her core values, right? And what's happened from there is I've actually come to, like, love her and respect her even more for this core value, because it truly is for her and who she is. It makes so much sense, right? So you do always want to check your filters. Now, the last piece that I want to just mention for today is that being aware of and working in core values as well as dire needs is, you know, great not only for coaching for, you know, your client work and your client sessions, but it's a very potent marketing tool, we can call it. It's a potent marketing tool. So what do I mean by this? Well, you know, if you've been marketing, you already know, and you've heard me say in, you know, more than one training, you always want to address in your marketing what the prospect's, you know, top of mind needs are, right? Usually those dire needs that I was talking about before, money, time, you know, depending on who you're working with, you know, need a relationship now, whatever it is, right? So we know about that already. You know, that's part of the vision, right, is the need. But that being said, really effective marketing also takes into consideration and folds in client values. Now, of course, every client is going to have some different values, right? They're not all going to be the same. However, your ideal client probably has some shared, there are probably some shared values that they have. And you want to be able to identify those values and speak to them in your marketing. So, for example, since you know my business, I'll give you some examples from my business. I think this will become really clear to you. For example, I know that one of the things almost all of my ideal clients value is integrity, right? Being in integrity in their work. So, different than a need, right? They don't see it as their top of mind need, like, oh, my business isn't in integrity enough, right? And that's why I need to take Joanna's trainings. But it's a value, right? However they're going to achieve their need, they want to achieve it with integrity, being in integrity in their work, being in integrity in their business. And so I speak to that in my marketing. I use that phrase a lot. I speak to it. Or another example is almost all of my clients really value going deep, right? It's not a need necessarily. The need may be to yield better client results. The need may be to have more referrals and repeat clients, right? Whatever it is, the need may be to feel really confident when you work with clients. But the depth is a value. My people like to go deep for themselves and with those that they serve, right? And so that's why so many of the titles of my programs have that value baked in, right? And that's why I speak to it in my marketing. So it's a really, I think, good exercise to take a moment and identify, you know, three or four for shared values of your ideal client and see how you can work those values into your marketing, into your enrollment conversations, you know, into how you connect with your greater community. All right, I hope you enjoyed this. I enjoyed sharing it with you, and I'd love to hear what you're taking away. And what questions you have on it, so post in our Facebook group. Have a wonderful rest of your day.